Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, April the 6th. It was actually kind of a warm, humid day today here in North Texas. So I think it's safe to say that we are finally in the month or in the season of the spring, which is, as I've said many times, probably that spring and fall like are the two most beautiful times of the year in Texas. Well, today I have a lot to say about Major League Baseball and the All-Star Game. I have a lot to say about that because I think Major League Baseball has literally shot itself in the foot. And I also think that, you know, whether it's a personal problem or a business problem or a relationship or whether it's a political problem like this, it seems to me that problems have a tipping point where I think people say, you know what, I've had it with this, and I'm going to fight back. And I think we are at that point, and I'll get into it in just a second. But before I get into the political stuff, I want to congratulate Baylor University down in Waco, Texas. They are the champs. They are the national basketball champs. They beat a very good team from Gonzaga, the university, I guess, in the West Coast. And these two are great teams. I mean, they were both number one, I guess, in their respective brackets. But Baylor University put on quite a show during the whole championship, and we're very excited about it. I know they're crazy down in Waco, Texas, at Baylor University with that title, and they should be. They should be. I hope the kids have a lot of fun. I hope the students enjoy it. I hope they have a big parade down in Waco, and I just hope everybody has a lot of fun down in Waco because they deserve it. You know, we have not had, to my knowledge, I cannot remember the last time that a Texas team won the basketball title. I know we used to win a lot of baseball titles at the University of Texas. We've won quite a few. TCU has won quite a few baseball titles. And I think Rice has also won a few. And, of course, in football, we've always had great teams, Texas A&M, Texas, you know the story. But in basketball, we've had great players, but we just haven't had a big title like this. So I want to congratulate once again Baylor University, all the great players on that team, the great coach. It's a great university down in Waco, Texas, which is about 90 miles south of Dallas on I-35. You take I-35 and just stay on that road, and you're going to get to Waco. So congratulations to the Baylor Bears. Absolutely. I mean, it was just a great moment. I watched the end of the game, and what a great moment it was. All right, let's switch to the serious stuff. And that's what's happening with the All-Star Game. As all of you know, baseball has a tradition of playing an All-Star Game in the middle of July. It roughly divides the season 50-50. Although sometimes it doesn't, okay? Sometimes, it isn't exactly 50-50, but that's the idea. The idea was that you would play the All-Star Game. It was basically on a Tuesday, and then Monday and Wednesdays the teams were off, and the season would usually restart on Thursday or Friday. And the All-Star Game began as an idea of raising money for the players' pension back in the 1930s. And that's what it was all those years. And it was, it was an exciting game at times. It was an exhibition, of course, but it was an exciting game. There were some great moments. If you're a baseball fan, I'm sure you have your favorite All-Star moment. Now, here recently, the All-Star Game has become quite a business. And we had it here in Texas in 1995. And I'm telling you, it's a three-day convention. You've got a minor league All-Star game on Sunday afternoon. You've got the home run derby on Monday night. You've got the game on Tuesday. And all around the game and all these celebrations are all of these companies and all of these people associated with baseball who are obviously trying to tell us, you know, trying to tell you what they sell or so on. So it's a tremendous business event, and one that usually leaves a lot of money for the city that gets to host the team. This year, it went to Atlanta. And, of course, the All-Star game in Atlanta this year has another very interesting value, and that is that Henry Aaron, probably the most popular Brave ever, passed away a couple of years ago. So they were going to honor Henry Aaron in Atlanta, which I thought would have been an absolutely wonderful thing. But the game has been moved. The commissioner said that the game was going to be moved because he doesn't like the Georgia election law. He says that it restricts. It restricts voting, and actually it doesn't, okay? And that's the tragedy of all of this, and this is why I think the commissioner needs to have a press conference. The commissioner needs to have a press conference, and he needs to answer questions about his understanding of this law, because I don't think he understands it. I think he was basically just, he was told to do, you got to say this, you got to say this, you got to say this. I don't think the commissioner, who's a pretty smart man, really understands or has read the law or understands what it does. And he fell into a trap. He fell into the woke trap. And now he's got a real problem in his hands. And the problem, number one, is that he's moving the game to Denver, as I understand, and he's causing a lot of financial damage in Atlanta. Because, as I mentioned before, the All-Star Game is really a big business convention. And all kinds of money flows into the city that is hosting the game. So that was supposed to come into Atlanta. Well, that's obviously not coming into Atlanta now. It's going to go to Denver, and we'll see what happens over there. So that's the first problem. It's a huge loss to the city. But I think it's also an insult to the fans in the country that the commissioner of baseball would make a decision like this but never really explain it to the fans. He's never, as I said, he's never had a press conference saying, well, this is why I believe it is, and this is the way the law is, and this is why I decided to do this. Hasn't done any of that. Again, he's just issuing press releases. He has not actually spoken to the fans, and I think he owes the fans that. And here's the real problem for Major League Baseball, that and this is why I tell you they're going to regret this. Major League Baseball, like the other sports, we're coming out of a pandemic. We all are. And 2020 was bad for all sports, but probably more for baseball because of the economics of baseball, the fact that it's a 162-game season. You play from April to October. You're playing almost every day. And last year, the season was reduced to 60 games, meaning that most teams lost about, you know, let's say 60 games, 30 at home, 30 away. Well, you normally have 81 games at home. So you lost 50 games at home and 50 games on the road. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money that they lost last year. You know, there was a story about one of the franchises couldn't even pay the rent on the stadium. That's how tight for cash that team was. And I'm sure other teams are pretty tight for cash. So coming out of a year like that, when most franchises really needed to get into the season and start playing as soon as possible, start playing before the fans as soon as possible, and start having fun with baseball as soon as possible, now you get this thing. And there's a lot of people out there who are angry, who are talking about, you know, boycotting the game. I don't know how effective those boycotts are, but I can tell you that a lot of people are just not going to watch as much of it. And all you got to do is have a 10 to 15% reduction, let's say, in the number of games that people watch, and that's going to impact the pocketbooks. So big mistake for Major League Baseball, big mistake, and I just don't know who was behind all of this. But whoever it was, he wasn't helping Major League Baseball. And I think, I'll go back to what I said before, I believe the commissioner needs to have a press conference and explain what he did. He hasn't done that yet. He needs to do that. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that I felt that this was a tipping point, this major league cancellation of the game in Atlanta, that this was a tipping point. You know, whether it's a personal relationship, a business situation, whether it's whatever it is, there is a point where people say, I'm not going to take it anymore. And this cancel culture has been pushing and pushing for the last couple of years and pushing and pushing. And I think people have had it. And this baseball incident, in my opinion, is the tipping point. You're going to see people fight back now like never before. You've already seen that with Governor Abbott here in Texas fighting back. Governor Kemp down in Georgia, he's fighting back. A lot of people are fighting back and saying, no, enough is enough. Enough of this cancel garbage. So I think the tipping point, this is the tipping point. And I think you're going to see a lot of people move in the direction of fighting back, saying we're going to protect our traditions and we're going to protect our books and we're going to protect our movies and we're going to protect our country. And I think that the tipping point was reached when Major League Baseball made this very idiotic decision to cancel the game in Atlanta. As I said, the governor here is fighting back, and I'm sure others will do the same. Well, we kind of got off on this topic, but I wanted to get it off my chest a little bit because I'm very upset. I think Major League Baseball has done the fans a great disservice. Just a couple of quick things. Where is Vice President Harris? Wasn't she supposed to be overseeing the border? Nobody has seen this lady, okay? And she hasn't done a single interview about the situation on the border, which continues to be a mess. A first-class mess down on the border, where you now have kids sleeping on top of each other. I mean, it's just a total complete mess down on the border. And again, I go back to a question that I asked before. Did Joe Biden say during the campaign, vote for me, and I'm going to put people at the convention centers, or I'm going to fill the military bases with people? I don't think so. That's not what he said. All they ever said was that they were going to be more humanitarian. Well, what we're watching is not more humanitarian. What we're watching is a bunch of people who are paying criminal elements to get them to the United States. There's nothing humanitarian about that. Interesting story that you're seeing in some cities. Portland is one that I saw here recently, Minneapolis. You know, where all of this defunding the police has actually become a problem for these cities. The crime is up. But the real problem is that a lot of police officers are just saying, you know what, we're out of here. And if they have an opportunity to retire early, if they have an opportunity to do something else, they're doing it. And I don't know how these cities are going to cope with this. Well, I do know what's going to happen. A lot of businesses are going to move out, just as will happen in New York. New York is going to be, you know, pushing down some very tough taxes to get itself back on the black. Well, these taxes are just going to drive away businesses. And so, you know, these blue cities that are really in trouble are going to be in even bigger trouble, I think, over the next couple of years, because where's the money going to come from? They can only tax people so far. You can only tax people so much before they just pack up and go. They just simply pack up and go. Let me go back to what I said at the beginning of the podcast, that I really think, talking about the All-Star game again, I really think the tipping point has happened. This is the tipping point when Major League Baseball decided to cancel the All-Star game or move it out of Atlanta. I think this is a tipping point, and you're going to start seeing the woke movement will regret having done this. Not only are they hurting a lot of people, particularly a lot of African-American businesses down in Atlanta, a city that is 51% black, they're going to be hurting a lot of businesses down there, but they're also going to be, I think the American people have had it with this cancel culture. So I think they've had it. I've had it with it. And I think most people like me have had it with it. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.